At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's begin with some breaking news out of the New York Fed. For that, we'll turn to Steve Leisman. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Carl. New York Fed inflation expectations in the consumer expectations survey. The expectations are rising. Unemployment concerns are increasing. Here's the expectations for inflation.
So they're saying inflation's going up and the jobs market's going to get worse. So what's the Federal Reserve going to do when the data actually comes out? So if you're watching this video, you're trying to figure out what's going on with those and the whys behind it. Well, today, that's what our topic is. We're going to try to figure out with the data that we are getting in, even though it's not from the federal government, even when we're getting in, how that is going to affect these and the whys behind it, folks. So let's get into today's report. Well, let's go back to Steve Leisman so he can give us where the inflation expectations are and also the jobs numbers. And then we're going to show you how the markets reacted to this and the whys behind it. So without further ado, Steve, take it away for us, buddy.
Inflation 1 year out up 0.2% to 3.4%. That's the highest since April 2025, around the time of the reciprocal tariffs. The 3 year unchanged at 3%. That is the fifth straight month right at that 3% level. The 5 year also at 3%. That's up 0.1%, the highest since May 2024. Inflation expectations increased for food, gas, medical care, and rent. Expectations for growth in food prices was the highest since March of 2023.
Let's stop that for 1 second. So we did a report yesterday in regards to the rent equivalent rent in the inflation numbers. That number actually, the last reading came out at a negative 0.8. When that number floats into the data that the Federal Reserve monitors, the inflation numbers are going to go down, but the numbers are lagged, and they're usually lagged about 6 months. So that's one piece of this equation. Then when he also said gas, we have oil at $61 a barrel. That's the lowest it's been, I would say, in a long, long time. So when that data, because it's lagged, and we know it because I just reported yesterday on the rent numbers, and you can see gas prices at the pump and even the oil prices are down. So a lot of the data is lagged. So when the data does come out, how bad is it going to be, or is it going to be all that bad? Let's get back to Steve, see what he has to say about the rest of this.
Onto the labor market. Earnings growth down 0.1% for the expectations for earning growth to 2.4%. That's the third straight decline and the lowest since May of 2021. Expectations for higher unemployment up 2 percentage points to 41.1%. Third increase in a row, highest since April 2025. Job loss, though, that expectation for job loss increased 0.4% to 14.9%. Fourth increase in a row, highest since April 2025. One positive thing. Expectations for finding a job did go up by 2.5 points, but it's really a rebound from a series low. It remains near the pandemic low of that concern about finding a job if you lose one. Spending growth expectations declined 0.3% to 4.7%. And we just are getting some headlines here where Stephen Miron, the new Fed governor, talking about the idea the neutral rate is higher. He sees supply side policies from the Trump administration weighing down or reducing the idea of the saying the Fed is really further from neutral because of the lower neutral rate. Sarah?
Yeah.
So he comes in, when they talk about the neutral rate, they're actually talking about this rate right through here. This is the rate that the Federal Reserve controls, and they want this to kind of be in the inflation rate. So they're saying, okay, inflation's at 3, this is at 4, 4.25. It's still inflated. So even if they increase their expectations on inflation, they want it to be 2, but it's at 2.5 or 3%. So they're saying, okay, even if we'd raise those expectations to 3, we still have some wriggle room in here to cut rates. So that's what we're looking at so far. So if you look at that jobs report, it's not saying there's a catastrophic job loss coming. So that's good news there. And also, when we start watching the PCE numbers, the inflation numbers, back in April, I said we're probably going to get an uptick of about 3 to 4 ticks on this because of tariffs. So let's go back and see where we were in April. April was 2.3. We're at 2.7 right now. So we're at those 4 ticks that I was expecting. So I'm not really expecting the PC number to go much higher than this. It might hit 3 briefly, but then as all the lagging data starts to come back in, you're going to start seeing reprieve there. Now, why are we watching all this? Well, we're trying to figure out what's going to go on with these, because we're mostly investors, hopefully. And we're also trying to figure out what's going to go on with these, because if you're watching this video, most likely you're a homeowner or you're looking to buy a house. So I do this on a daily basis to help you understand what's going on with these. Folks, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there and you're needing assistance trying to buy a house, or maybe you closed when the rates were higher and you're looking at, you know, does it make sense to refinance? We got a lot of training tools and actually things to help explain. Refinancing is much different than what it was when you purchased the house, and it's a lot cheaper too. So check out refinancing. Don't think of the costs are going to be that excessive like it was when you bought your house. So that's that piece of it. I'll give you my information at the end of this video. But what we're concerned about too is the Federal Reserve. What's the Federal Reserve going to do in 21 days when they meet? Well, they focus in on inflation. They focus in on the jobs reports. Well, all the numbers so far are dismal. As long as inflation doesn't spike, okay, you're going to see rates continue to drop down. That doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to continue. Here's some catalysts that I want you guys to focus in on. And, you know, tune in every day because I'll give you this data. But we want to watch two points right through here on the in the Treasury market, because we don't have a lot of financial data to figure out, you know, where inflation is going in the jobs markets. So let's start looking at some technicals when it comes to the bond market. So what we're seeing right through here, the bond market, this is the, hold on through here, this is the 30-year Treasury. Now, it's not your 30-year mortgage. This is a 30-year Treasury bond that trades on Wall Street. The yield right now is 4.7, okay? We don't want this to exceed 5. And it seems like it has a point where it really goes to 5 and then drops back down, and then 5 and drops back down. Doesn't hang on there for quite amount of time. That's one pivot point we want to focus in on. That's on the upside. On the downside, we want to look at the right through here is the 10-year Treasury. Now, there's an interesting trade right through here. We've been teetering around the 4% mark for a while. Well, above 4, but there's a mark right through here at 4%, and it dropped down there briefly when the Federal Reserve cut rates. But if you see the 10-year Treasury going below 4, staying there, you're going to see mortgage rates starting to drop from there. That's going to signal to the markets, okay, the bond market's doing pretty well right now. Start buying bonds. And so here's how the bond market works. So what we do on this channel is we focus in on markets, trends, data, and the other things. This is bond rates are here. This is a mortgage bond. So if you're trying to figure out where mortgage rates are going, I was talking briefly about the 10-year Treasury, but if you have access to the MBS or you have access to my channel, this is where you go to. So the MBS, this right through here, this is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. Okay, the yield on this thing makes up the biggest portion of your mortgage rate. So how does this work? So what you're seeing up at the top right there says 99.38. Well, the simplest way to figure this out is if the price is going up, let me show you something. Look it through here. Better, better, better. Better. When prices are going up, rates are coming down. So when you see that better, those are lenders that we use coming out telling us they just dropped their rates. And yeah, it's middle of the day. So rates change throughout the day. What we don't like is when this goes down. When it goes down, rates go up. So when the price of a bond goes up, the yield or the rate goes down. So we like this trend. Right through here, we're pretty stagnant. If you go to a five-day chart, basically where we were there, let's go to a one-month chart. There might be a little bit better than, well, they're basically right where we were a month ago. So my expectations right through at this point, if you're looking to buy, I think the rates are going to be stable until we get one of a few different things. One, the government coming back into play, and then we start getting more and more of this financial data. I think we're going to see is the tariffs aren't increasing inflation as bad as a lot of people thought it was going to be. Also, the jobs market is going to cool. It's not going to plummet. So based on those two things, it's a good outlook for lower rates ahead. So what should you do? Well, do one of two things. If you're looking to buy, get pre-approved. We can help you with that. Just go to our website. And folks, again, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. Again, we have a slogan, one application, one credit pool, which all you need. We're going to compare your loan or get you quotes with over 30 different lenders. We're going to do that behind the scenes. If you want to find out how to do that, check out our live event tomorrow at 2:00 Wednesday. Me and Alan will be there. We do it every Wednesday to show you behind the scenes how we compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. You want to check it out? We'll check out last week's live event, but that's where we'll show you how exactly we do that. How do you join us, or how do you even reach out to us? Well, go to our website. You can give us a call right through there. You can reach out to me personally right through here, or here's a whole bunch of other tools you have. If you're looking to refinance, check out the refinance tool right through here. It's RateWatch 2.0. What this is doing is allowing you to tell me what rate you'd be interested in me reaching out to you to refinance. So if you're at 7%, you're like, hey, Dan, when rates hit 6, let me know. I'd like to know what my payment would be. What's the savings? What's my cost? And we'll go over all that. So check out the Rate Watch tool. You can do that. Or if you're looking to buy a house, you got to check out this thing. It'll give you up to $7,000, basically free money. You don't have to pay it back. There's no lien on your property. So make sure you check out that if you're looking to buy in this market. But if you're looking to do either of those, I'd love for you to reach out to us and see if we can help you try to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. And there's also help you try to get pre-approved to buy that house of that you're looking for. It might be your first house. Maybe looking to refinance, save some money, or maybe trying to consolidate some loans just to make your debt load a little bit easier to manage. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. I'll be back tomorrow morning, God willing, and to show you how this starts another day and where we go from there. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.